This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, Israel. The tremors are increasing. We are witnessing in this generation the unfolding of the prophecies concerning the great and terrible day of Yahuwah, and at the heart of it all lies the judgment upon Edom. For too long, the descendants of Esau have held sway over the nations, building their empires on injustice, usury, and the oppression of Israel. But Yahuwah is a righteous judge, and he will not tolerate wickedness indefinitely. Look around you. The so-called stability of the global financial system is cracking. The reports coming out of the United States, the current embodiment of Edom's power, are not merely indicators of a market correction. They are the unmistakable signs of Yahuwah's hand dismantling a corrupt system. We spoke recently of the contraction in the money supply, plummeting from fabricated highs to negative growth. This isn't about algorithms or interest rates. This is about the exposure of a foundation built on debt, on the exploitation of the righteous, on the wealth rightfully belonging to the scattered tribes of Israel. Yahuwah will not allow stolen wealth to flourish. And consider the inflation, now reported at a staggering 4.2%, a three-year high. The talking heads speak of supply chain issues and increased demand, but we know the truth. This is inflation. It is the fire of Yahuwah consuming the wealth amassed through wickedness. For generations, Edom has built its fortunes on the backs of the exiled, manipulating markets and indulging in insatiable greed. The illusion of prosperity, carefully constructed to maintain control, is now crumbling. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly. The curses for disobedience are now manifesting before our eyes. But the judgment isn't confined to the financial realm. Observe the relentless aggression of the American regime, the present manifestation of Edom's dominion. Military outposts on every continent, intervention in the affairs of sovereign nations, and a pattern of wars initiated under false pretenses. This isn't self-defense, Israel. It is predation. It is the hallmark of a deceitful people, driven by insatiable ambition. They sow the wind and reap the whirlwind, yet refuse to acknowledge their own culpability. The prophets foretold a time when Edom's pride would be broken, and the signs of that breaking are now unfolding. This pattern of aggression is not new. It is deeply rooted in the spirit of Esau, a spirit that has always sought to dominate and oppress Israel. We see it in the relentless hostility towards the land, the attempts to undermine our sovereignty, and the constant incitement of conflict in the surrounding regions. The reports of escalating tensions, of nations rattling sabers, are not simply geopolitical maneuvering. They are the tremors preceding Yahuwah's earthquake. Isaiah 34 echoes through the ages, "For the sword shall come even to Edom and the hand upon Idumea." This is not a call to arms for Israel, but a declaration of Yahuwah's judgment. He will wield the sword, and it will fall upon those who have consistently opposed his covenant people. The shaking of the isles, the quaking of the earth, these are not merely natural disasters. They are signs, witnesses to Yahuwah's immovable decree. Let the remnant of Israel understand this. This is not a time to seek refuge in the failing systems of Edom. Do not be drawn into the panic or seek to profit from the chaos. Instead, turn your hearts to Yahuwah, study His Word, and prepare for the restoration that is to come. The chaos is a catalyst for awakening, a separation of the wheat from the chaff. The judgment on Edom is not a cause for celebration, but a solemn reminder of the consequences of wickedness. It is a call to repentance, a plea for righteousness, and a promise of restoration for those who remain faithful to the covenant. Israel, scattered across the nations, must discern the true nature of this empire, recognizing it as a force of destruction and a barrier to the rebuilding of our nation. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.